Carol Hedges is executive director of the Colorado Fiscal Institute, a nonpartisan nonprofit based in Denver that provides independent analysis of economic issues facing our state. You call yourself a tax nerd, Carol. Why are you so disappointed by the tax bill signed into law by President Trump last week?
Well, I'm really disappointed and really deeply saddened by the missed opportunity we had to actually invest in our communities and invest in things that build the strong states and strong communities that we all want. This is not reform. You know, the bill that the president just signed is not tax reform. It's a very simple approach to making sure that the wealthiest folks in America get substantial tax cuts. And it just feels to me like they've moved that bill in a process that really undermines the protections that we have in place to make sure that we're doing the right thing. So the idea that we've missed an opportunity to make investments and instead focused on tax cuts for the wealthiest, and the fact that it was done in such a way that really undermines the protections of our democratic system are two of the reasons I'm most disappointed.
We've been hearing proponents of so-called trickle-down economics for generations. Does giving tax breaks to America's wealthiest people and the biggest corporations actually help working families?
No. The evidence just doesn't suggest that giving money to the wealthiest results in jobs or increased wages for working Americans. And we can go back and look at federal history on this topic, but we also have the example of Kansas, where they just did almost exactly the sort of thing that this federal bill entails, and they didn't see the kind of economic growth they wanted. They didn't see economic growth at all. In fact, what it meant and what it does mean when you reduce taxes is you get less money to pay for things like education. In Kansas, it turned into a Supreme Court ruling that literally told the legislature they either had to find more money for schools or the courts were going to take over. I think that trickle-down has been disproven over and over again. And yet, there still seems to be some idea that that's the way to stimulate the economy. And, you know, Gavin, it's actually kind of a simple notion that if you give wealthy people money, they do lots of things with it, including saving it and not investing it. If you put money in the hands of consumers and working folks who are spending at higher percentages of their income and saving their money in places that then get invested back into local economies, that's how you get the best bang for your buck in terms of economic activity.
Carol Hedges is executive director of the nonpartisan Colorado Fiscal Institute. What does the tax bill mean for Colorado's budget?
Well, that's an interesting thing, Gavin, because, you know, it's really easy to conclude that, well, if there's going to be cuts in the what we collect federally, that must mean that there's going to be reductions in what we collect at the state level. Because of the unique way Colorado calculates its taxes, and we start with something called federal taxable income, it is currently projected that the state revenue, the dollars that we're going to collect, are probably going to go up somewhere in the $200 to $300 million range when the bill is fully implemented. And that has some people saying, well, isn't that a great thing? Good for us, because we have so many unmet priorities in transportation, in education, in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge that it's creating is that it makes it look like we're going to be better off, when reality that $200 million isn't going to begin to offset the reductions that we're going to see in federal support for transportation and school lunches and long-term health insurance for folks who have disabilities and elder folks. So, yes, Colorado will get a little more money and, you know, substantially additional revenues. In other words, people in Colorado will be paying higher Colorado taxes. But that won't even begin to offset the kinds of cuts that the federal government is going to have to make as they begin to face up to the deficits that they've created by this dramatic tax cut.
With the legislature back next month, what's Colorado Fiscal Institute have planned for the coming weeks?
You know, we really feel so strongly that our tax code in Colorado needs to be modernized. that's why I started the conversation with, it's disappointing that we've missed this opportunity at the federal level to modernize the tax code, make it work based upon a current economy. And we see that in Colorado in particular. Our tax code is calcified. I mean, we have basically the same tax laws that we did in 1992, and boy, has the economy ever changed since then. And so what we're hoping is that this is going to create an opportunity for the legislature to come together to really invest in a major analysis of what we need for a tax code, a funding mechanism, if you will, to support sustained economic growth for the state in the years to come. It's time to stop looking back about what how our tax code was or was not or has not been in the past, but to actually come together to think about what kind of a tax policy we need going forward. And that's going to be probably our biggest priority for the 2018 state legislature.
That's Carol Hedges, executive director of the Colorado Fiscal Institute. You can learn more at coloradofiscal.org. Thanks so much for making time for Community Radio, Carol.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.